Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-Based Radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're going to be hearing plenty about Him during the next few minutes or so. He is the way, the truth, the life. There's no doubt about it. In order to live, you need to know God. And the only way to know God is through Jesus. Good news? Oh, yes, that's good news. Samuel and Silas, greetings to you S-guys. How are you doing? Adam, Megan, Nicholas, Nathan, and Emma, greetings to you five also. Good to have you listening to We Kids. Matthew, I like your name. Did you know that our firstborn son is also named Matthew? It's a biblical name. Nice to have you listening, Matthew, and growing in the Lord like this. Gracie, good to have you along, too. You listening at Grandma and Grandpa's house today? Excellent. Hi, Grandma and Grandpa. Big hug to all you G people, that is Grandpa, Grandma, and Gracie. Josiah, Joanna, Susanna, and Nathan, hello to you. And over here, Kelly, how are you doing, dear? Isn't it nice to have your age move into the double digits from 9 to 10? Well, that was a while back. Is old stuff for you now? Yeah, I guess. Kelly, hello to you. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, what would it be like if there were no plants or trees anywhere? Well, that's what it was like here at one time. And there were no sun, moon, or stars either. Then came the third day of creation, and God improved this planet lots. Stay tuned and learn more about this. This is Christ-centered and Bible-based radio for kiddos. We Kids!
Time.
music to help us get started with Wee Kids here. Inspired by the Creator God.
Mr. Nick.
Well, hi, Nikki.
Mr. Nick, did God create everything?
Yes, he did.
All the animals?
Sure, he's the Creator. And that's where we're going during Bible time in a few minutes.
But there are some bad animals.
Like, rattlesnakes?
And lions.
Well, they're not so bad as long as they're inside the cage and you're outside the cage.
So why did God create bad animals?
Well, Nikki, he didn't create them bad. They all started out friendly.
Lions used to be friendly?
That's the way they started in the Garden of Eden.
What happened?
People sinned, and that changed everything.
That's when lions got dangerous?
Yes, and weeds started growing everywhere.
Wow!
And that sin put a big wall between people and God. It has never been the same.
That happened in the Garden of Eden, didn't it, Mr. Nick?
Yes, it did, Nikki. But we're getting a little ahead of Bible time. Can you wait?
Yeah, but what about sin?
Well, then the Lord Jesus Christ came. He's God. And he stepped down to become one of us.
I know. Christmas.
And then he paid the death price of sin with his own life.
All right. Resurrection Day.
That's what we kids is all about. New life in Jesus.
But lions are still dangerous.
Patience, please, Nikki.
Sure.
The Bible talks about a coming time when the lion will eat straw like the ox, and the wolf and the lamb will graze together. That's Isaiah chapter 65.
Wow. Thanks for explaining all this, Mr. Nick.
You're certainly welcome, Nikki. Thanks for stopping by.
See ya.
So long. This is Wee Kids. Not everyone believes that God is the Creator, you know.
Once upon a time, in the land of make-believe, there stood a shiny castle where a beautiful princess grieved. She lived in the castle all alone with no one to share her life. So she strolled down to the magic pond and said, I'll be a frog's wife. And there she caught a green frog, kissed it on its lips. Golly Shazam, what a handsome man, that frog turned to a prince. Everyone knows it's a fairy tale, it's a quantum leap of faith. 'Cause a frog is a frog and a man is a man, and only God can create. I've thought it through and I think like you, this fairy tale doesn't make sense. Why, you could kiss a frog for a million years, that frog won't be a prince. Once upon a time, in the land of make-believe, was millions of years ago, in a primordial sea. On scum somehow evolved, changed to a frog, and then, with evolution's magic kiss, the frog became a man. This is a made-up story, from a frog to a prince. The frog pond dried, that frog croaked and died, this theory lacks a evidence. Everyone knows it's a fairy tale, it's a quantum leap of faith. 'Cause a frog is a frog and a man is a man, and only God can create. I've thought it through and I think like you, this fairy tale doesn't make sense. Why, you could kiss a frog for a million years, that frog won't be a prince.
Buddy Davis, singing the truth on Wee Kids. Buddy, thank you so much. Appreciate that. Kiddo, there are a lot of fairy tales out there, but people call them the truth. And don't believe it when they try to teach you that we evolved from swamp goo. That's just not the way it happened. God created all of this. And now we move far away from any fairy tale about how we got here to the truth based on the Word of God. Today's Bible time, God creates more. And we're up to the third day of God's six-day creation. This is based on the first chapter of Genesis from the Word of God. Then God said, "Let the earth produce plants. Some plants will make grain for seeds. Others will make fruit with seeds in it. Every seed will produce more of its own kind of plant." And it happened. Evening passed, and morning came. This was the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the sky to separate day from night. These lights will be used for signs, seasons, days, and years. They will be in the sky to give light to the earth." And it happened. So God made the two large lights. He made the brighter light to rule the day. He made the smaller light to rule the night. He also made the stars. God put all these in the sky to shine on the earth. They are to rule over the day and over the night. He put them there to separate the light from the darkness. God saw that all these things were good. Evening passed and morning came. This was the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the water be filled with living things, and let birds fly in the air above the earth." Evening passed and morning came. This was the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth be filled with animals, and let each produce more of its own kind. Let there be cattle and small crawling animals and beasts, and let each produce more of its kind." And it happened. So God made the beasts, the cattle, and all the small crawling animals to produce more of their own kind. God saw that this was good. Youngster, here's a good verse to remember, Psalm 135, verse 6. "Whatever the Lord pleases, He does, in heaven and in earth, in the seas and in all deeps." Sunshine is great, but the real light of the world is the Lord Jesus Christ. Youngster, do you have Him living in you? Has He lit up your heart that used to be darkened with sin? I hope so. I pray so. The light of the world is Jesus Christ. This is Mr. Nick. My heart is lit with the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the well-lit Wee Kids. And now, it's time for our wonderful Wee Kids March. I need to pick some march leaders here. Kelly, what are you jumping up and down for, sweet kid? You want to be march leader? Okay, Mr. Nick picks Kelly. Mama and Papa, follow Kelly, please, over here. Natasha, you wanted to hear your name during our wonderful Wee Kids March. Not only are you hearing it, you are getting to be march leader here. Natasha, you are picked by Mr. Nick. And over here, Dougie, who is brother to Havilah, Shirah, Aretas, and Lael. Dougie is the march leader here. Rest of you kids follow him, please. Brianna and Spencer, tough pick. Brianna, you get to be march leader, though. Spencer, your time will come. Please be patient. One more here. David, I understand that there are 9 kids in your family. All homeschooled? Wow. Would you like to be march leader? Hi, Alana, and the other 7. Follow David, please. Mama, Papa, please help me, won't you? I would love to pick a march leader in each and every family, but I can't do that because of time. So if I've not picked a march leader for your family, will you please pick one for me? Thank you. Rules to our wonderful Wee Kids March. Number 1, feet in time with the music. Number 2, knees up high. Number 3, if you're a big marcher, like a daddy-sized marcher, please watch out for little marchers. And number 4, yes, the T-bone players. Watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Talk about a bunch of happy marchers here. Laura, Emily, and Sarah, you gals are never too old to march in this thing. Put those feet in time of the music, please. You left. You left. You right. You left. There goes a grandma and a grandpa. This is great for the heart, dears. Put those knees up high. And step lively, please. Gracie, nice marching. Hi, Josiah. Hi, Joanna. Hi, Susanna. Hi, Nathan. There's Bethany, Brianna, Brooke, Luke, and Rebecca. Good marching kids. Lizzie, excellent marching. Here comes Andrew. Grant, good marching. Amen. Watch out for the trombone players, Laura. Hannah, easy does it here. Here comes Julia marching by. Darius, nice marching, young man. If you've just tuned in, this is our wonderful Wee Kids March. Don't ask any questions. Just fall into line and march with us, please. Tristan marching by. Hello, Sarah. Hello, Joseph. Hello, Nathan. Hello, Anna. Trevor and Nicole, excellent marchers. Kelsey goes marching by, big smile. There goes Charles. Hello, Jada. Hello, Tammy. Deezy goes marching by. Or is that cruising by here? You're supposed to be marching. Alexis, all the way to the end now. Let's make it a strong finish. Samuel and Silas, excellent marching. Adam, Megan, Nicholas, Nathan, and Emma. Wow. Excellent marching over here. There goes a mama and a papa. All the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. And that is some great marching. You may be seated. Where can you listen anytime you want to Wee Kids, The Pond, Paws and Tails, Kids Corner, and Down Gilead Lane? Online, of course, at keysforkids.net. Anytime, all the time, online, keysforkids.net.
I am the vine.
So said Jesus.
You are the branches.
Oh, yes.
I am the vine.
Says our Lord.
You are the branches.
We're branch people.
I am the vine. You are the branches. Won't you stay in me? 'Cause if you stay in me, and I stay in you, if you stay in me, and I stay in you, yes, indeed.
John chapter 15 music from the Word of God.
Yeehaw!
Minus the yeehaw. Well, I suppose the Bible could have put in a yeehaw. Mr. Nick here with the Wee Kids. I love kids. I love the Word of God. I hope you're getting the message that there is new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, the life. There's no other way to know God or please God than by coming to Him through Jesus. And that is the truth. Here's an encouraging letter from a mama by the name of Lisa, who lives with her family in Bloomingdale, Ohio. Dear Mr. Nick, you're much loved in this household. Aw. Thank you for your dedication. Exclamation point, exclamation point. Praise God for your courage not to go mainstream. We all love your music choices and your message. Thanks also for the family photo. It reminds me to pray. It works. Oh, thanks so much, Mama Lisa. Appreciate your encouraging words, and thanks for praying for me and my family. We used to have wee kids, I mean really little kids, when we started Wee Kids in 1986. But you can imagine they have grown up. They've grown and flown. But that's a good thing. We want you kids to grow up and to shine in your places, in your communities, for the Lord Jesus Christ exactly where He puts you.
I like to be a dentist and work on tooth decay. When someone's really hurting, I'll take their pain away. I fill their mouth with lots of stuff and look at them and say, don't you want to live for Jesus?
Thank you, sweetie. You can sneak that little one in anytime you want. And there goes Wee Kids. Whoops, it's not over just yet. Until we review today's Bible time, remember God creating more things on days 3, 4, and 5 when He was creating everything? And He created the animals, cattle, and small crawling animals and beasts of the earth. And they were all friendly until the sin problem started. But let's not get ahead of ourselves here. Psalm 135, verse 6, is this good verse to remember. The Bible says, whatever the Lord pleases, He does, in heaven and in earth, in the seas and in all deeps. And part of what God was pleased to do was to create all of this. We did not just happen. God created us. In fact, the Bible says He created us in His own image. Do you feel blessed, youngster? I hope so. He's given us life, and if you're a child of the King, if you're following the Lord Jesus Christ, you have the wonderful gift of eternal life as well. And if you think your physical, your body life is a blessing, wow, that eternal life, living forever with God, is a super blessing. Mr. Nick here. Wonderful to have the kids of the radio and internet neighborhoods gathered around like this for We Kids. What is this? Wow, you are big! You're my ride out? Oh, boy. Well, if God has created the little creeping creatures, He's created the big ones, too. Well, let me climb up on your back here. Oh, man, it's a long ways up here. All right, giddy up, big guy. Careful where you're stepping there. Oh, man, what a ride. Hey, kiddo, remember, God loves you, and I love you, too. Easy, big fella.